Our Midwestern temperatures are expected to warm up a little bit, but first we need to go through one more cold spell. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. We needed to get through this weekend. Now temperatures might start to warm up. John Baranek, DTN meteorologist based out of Minneapolis, said we could see a few more days of some cold clippers.
We will, but we have to go through a couple of days of some colder weather here yet. I mean, as I'm looking at the temperature map, there's not a whole lot of us that are feeling very warm today across the listening area. Unless you're out in western Nebraska or Kansas, it's pretty darn cold here today. And we've got another cold front that's really just dropping south and pulling in some more of that cold Arctic air into our region for the next, couple days, really. And so we've got to go through that.
John pointed out he's continuing to watch the system that made its way through this weekend. That might be bringing some warmer temperatures, but some precipitation.
That one looks like it might have a little bit more organized precipitation with it. And I say precipitation instead of snow because we might have a little bit of a mix in some areas. So we'll have to watch out for that because it's going to be pulling in some warmer air too. So this weekend will be the end of the cold and we'll get some at least normal looking temperatures around here for the beginning of February.
When you say normal, what would be normal for this time of year?
When you look at the Dakotas and Minnesota, we're seeing a lot more 20s and maybe even some 30s in there for highs, and across Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, some 30s and 40s. And, with some of this air that's coming down off the Rockies, it could be a little bit warmer than that at a couple of different periods here next week. We might be able to sneak in some 40s and 50s in a few spots, so a little bit warmer than what we've been feeling the last week or so.
Looking at ways on keeping you informed about weather conditions with our ever-changing weather. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.